Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and thank you for being here on this amazing day. For 88 days, I have stood before you and said we would work tirelessly to bring Jamie Kloss home. Today, I can report we have done just that. At this moment, Jamie is being in the comforting embrace of law enforcement as the investigation and her three-month ordeal ensues. 88 days ago, we stood before you speaking about the unthinkable tragedy and asked you to help us find 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. For 88 days, you called in tips, brought us food, searched arm in arm with us, wrote us notes, and never gave up hope. As the days and weeks wore on, you still continued to call. Law enforcement locally and across the country continued to comb through over 3,500 tips, and the family never gave up hope. Last night, our collective promise was fulfilled with Jamie's safe recovery. Thank you to all. Joining me today, FBI Special Agent Justin Talameo, Josh Call, Wisconsin Attorney General, Brian O'Keefe from the Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation, Barron County District Attorney DA Ryan Wright, Douglas County Sheriff Tom Dahlbeck, Captain Nick Wanick from the Wisconsin State Patrol, and Diane Trimbley, Superintendent of the Barron School District. Jamie is safe, and the family is requesting that you please respect their privacy at this extremely emotional time. Also, in a few minutes, you'll hear from Superintendent Diane Trimbley on a message from the school, and please respect the respect of no media on school property today, please. This case remains a team effort from the beginning, and I'll never be able to thank all the agencies and businesses, individuals that helped on this case with their singular focus to bring Jamie home. Yesterday, there was a lot of confusion with an erroneous social media post about 4:30 p.m. in Walworth County. This was an incident in Walworth County, but in no way had connection to this case as reported on Facebook. Shortly after I posted that Jamie was not involved in the Walworth County incident, my detectives were alerted. A 911 call was being given out in Douglas County, responding to a person claiming they had found Jamie. I'm now going to bring up Sheriff Tom Dahlbeck, the Douglas County Sheriff, and he'll address this part of the incident. Sheriff?
Thanks, Chris. My agency received a 911 call about 4:30 yesterday afternoon from an individual who was out walking her dog. Said she was approached by a young female claiming to be Jamie Kloss. This lady immediately went to a nearby house, notified that neighbor of the claim, and this neighbor called 911, and my deputies responded en masse immediately and identified Jamie as the person that approached the neighbor, took control of her and possession of her and put her in safekeeping. And a short time later, one of my patrol sergeants happened to find a vehicle that matched the description that Jamie gave my deputies of the suspect and pulled the vehicle over and took the suspect in custody at that time. Beyond that, Jamie was taken to a local hospital up in the Duluth Superior area where she was looked over and examined, and she was held overnight for observation. And the suspect was interviewed and subsequently brought back down here to Barron County. That's all I have right now.
Thank you, Sheriff Dahlbeck, and thank you, deputies, for the work that they helped in this case. The suspect was arrested and is currently being held in the Barron County Jail. That suspect is Jake Thomas Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. He is 21 years old from Gordon, Wisconsin. He is currently being held on two counts of first-degree intentional homicide for the murder of Jamie's parents and one count of kidnapping. Barron County District Attorney Brian White will give a brief comment next.
Thank you, Sheriff Fitzgerald. First of all, I want to thank everyone with law enforcement for the tremendous work that they did to bring Jamie home. That starts with Sheriff Fitzgerald and the Barron County Sheriff's Department. It includes the FBI, the Division of Criminal Investigation, and the hundreds of officers who came to Barron County to assist in this investigation. I saw firsthand how brave, determined, and dedicated these men and women are. It has truly been an honor to see the work that they have performed as public servants to this community. It was only a few months ago that we as a community gathered to pray for Jamie's safe return at Barron High School. God has answered those prayers. The case will now be referred to the District Attorney's Office. Our office will review the reports and then make a charging decision. It is my intent to have a criminal complaint filed by next week. It is our job in prosecuting this case to obtain justice for James, Denise, and Jamie Kloss. We will do so.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, DA Wright. This case remains very active and fluid as we stand before you today. We have FBI, DCI, State Patrol, Douglas County investigators, and Barron County detectives actively working the scene and conducting interviews, so details will be sparse right now. We do plan a 4 p.m. media update with more details to be released at that time right here. As you heard, the charges of the suspect is being charged with kidnapping. Jamie was taken against her will and escaped from a residence at which she was being held and found help. We also do not believe at this time that the suspect had any contact with the family. We do believe Jamie was the only target. I can tell you that the subject planned his actions and took many proactive steps to hide his identity from law enforcement and the general public. Next, I want to invite some of our partners to make a few comments. Again, these agencies stepped forward coming here, never gave up hope, and became part of our community. I can never thank them enough. First, I'll bring up Special Agent in charge of the FBI, Justin Tolomeo.
Thank you, Sheriff. Again, I am Justin Tolomeo. I'm the FBI Special Agent in charge of the Milwaukee Division, which covers all of Wisconsin. We are so pleased to stand here today with our fellow law enforcement partners to celebrate Jamie's recovery. It is an incredible day. As the Sheriff said, this case was challenging given the proactive steps the subject took to avoid detection. In cases like this, we often need a big break, and it was Jamie herself who gave us that break. We'd like to thank the citizens who came forward quickly to help save Jamie and the fast action of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office to bring her home safely. I also want to recognize the tireless efforts of agents, deputies, officers, and staff who spent the past 3 months never giving up on Jamie. This is all the outcome we like to have when a child goes missing. This is all we want to see, and it happened in this case. Thanks again to Jamie's family and the entire community of Barron for never giving up on Jamie. Today we can finally say Jamie Kloss is home. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I want to bring up Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
Thank you, Sheriff. First, let me thank Sheriff Fitzgerald for his incredible leadership throughout this process. Sheriff, people across Wisconsin, and I suspect across this country, are overjoyed that Jamie is finally safe. This was an effort that involved numerous law enforcement agencies, more than I have time to name. And I want to thank everybody who participated in this investigation. I want to thank everybody in the community who volunteered, who played a role, who supported this investigation, and who supported law enforcement. I want to say that I am incredibly proud of the work that the Department of Justice played in assisting with this investigation. The Department of Justice will continue to assist as needed with the investigation and with the prosecution of this case. So thank you again.
Thank you. Next, we'll bring up Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation Administrator Brian O'Keefe.
Thank you, Sheriff. good morning. A lot of thank yous today for everybody. And I want to say first, thank you to the media also for helping out. You guys have been present here, but you have also been a great resource to law enforcement getting the message out regarding Jamie. So that's incredible. Thank you to you. Also want to say thank you to all of our agents, the deputies. We've talked about it. This case had so many technical aspects that were very challenging for law enforcement, and everybody never blinked about putting aside their personal lives to bring a little girl home. And the work that got done is really, I don't think I've seen this much work done on any one case I've been involved in my entire career. And the friendships and the professionalism of all agencies at the local, state, and federal level have just been beyond what anybody could really expect. FBI brought in resources from all over the country. DOJ had our resources. We're here on ground today trying to help the community recover. Our victim witness people are up here along with those from the local and federal level. There's a lot of people that are very emotional about the recovery of Jamie. It's a happy thing. But now we have to work on the recovery process, and we've reached out to a lot of professionals to help this young lady and her family as they're reunited, and she goes through a new healing process. So we ask that you just please respect the family today as we try to get this work through. There'll be time for questions and interviews on that later. But thank you again for everything.
Thank you, Brian. Lastly, I want to bring up Barron Superintendent Diane Trimley to talk about the school plans.
Hello, my name is Diane Trimley, and I have the honor to serve as superintendent of the Barron Area School District in Barron County. What a glorious day. This will certainly never be forgotten. There's so much love and hugs in our district today. It's just insurmountable. Jamie has been found safe and has been reunited with her family and friends. There is truly nothing in the world better than that. Now I would like to take time to address a few of the common questions that have come our way last night and this morning from all of you. What has it been like in the Barron Area School District in the past months? It has been 88 days of hope for her safe return, 88 days of prayers for Jamie, her family, friends, our students, staff, and community, 88 days of holding on to the faith that our authorities would never give up, and they certainly did not. Finally, 88 days of our close-knit community with the same goal in mind, and that was to bring Jamie home and back into our arms. I would like to thank everyone for your overflow of support that continues to come to us from local, state, federal agencies, businesses, families, along with the incredible small town connection that we have. We are truly a beautiful family. Most importantly, we want to thank Jamie for being so courageous and for achieving an opportunity to find her way back to us. What an extraordinary young lady. What is the support like in our district was another question that was quite common. The support for our Barron Area School District has been nothing less than exceptional. The teamwork from our administration, our SRO, supervisors, counselors, school psychologists, and faith partners from our district, as well as other neighboring districts, has and continues to successfully address the distinguished needs of our students, teachers, bus drivers, support staff, as well as our entire community. The Department of Justice School Safety Team was the second call I received last evening. It came to me minutes after I received that miraculous call from Sheriff Fitzgerald, who was immediately assessing our needs in the district after he gave me this news. The DOJ Office of School Safety has partnered with us to ensure that our students, staff, and the larger school community receive the support that we need to feel safe during this investigation. The Office of School Safety has provided on-site support to Barron School District in the form of school psychologists trained in crisis response, therapy dogs from the Wausau Police Department, additional school resource officers, and emergency management guidance. The Office of School Safety has also contacted their partner, Safe and Sound Schools, to help us deliver training and provide support to our school community regarding crisis response, trauma, as well as recovery. In addition to the DOJ Office of School Safety, we are also grateful to the Wausau Police Department, Eau Claire Police Department, National Association of School Psychologists, and Safe and Sound Schools. One last question that's been asked that I would like to address. Will our district be holding a celebration or ceremony in the community of any sort? All I can say to that at this time is you better believe it. You better believe it. Jamie, we missed you, and we are so grateful you are home. Thank you.
Before I take questions, and we'll have to really, with all of you, we'll get to them, don't worry. I have some thank yous. Again, my thank yous will never be enough. Thank you to Jamie for having the will to survive. Jamie's family for their patience and keeping their faith in us. The people who rescued Jamie yesterday. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office and all their work yesterday. All the law enforcement agencies locally and across the nation that helped us with the tips. The general public for their support of Jamie. From Jamie Facebook groups to businesses that fed us to the posters that went up on semi-trailers around town, everywhere that you guys put posters up. The school, superintendent, teachers, and all the students for their notes and the beautiful tree lighting. The FBI, DCI, State Patrol, and all the other agencies that assisted us. To the members of my team, my command staff, the dispatchers that took all the tips, patrol officers for following up on all the tips, and our detectives as they continue the work in the field today. Lastly, my family for all their support and understanding over the past 3 months. This has been an awesome day, and I can't thank you guys, the media, enough either. I got lots of tips or a text last night, tips of support. Not looking for information, just saying our newsroom is crying with you. That was pretty awesome. It's been a tremendous day. We'll be posting pictures and handing out pictures very shortly of the suspect. We also will email this out. This is the suspect currently in the Barron County Jail. Our PIOs from the FBI will be passing these out, and we will also email that to our press and put it on our Facebook page. So with that, many of us are here, are available to answer questions. Again, let's try to do it in somewhat.
Sheriff, yes. Could you or the other sheriff talk to us about Jamie's demeanor, her condition in those moments when she found that neighbor? What does she look like? What does she sound like? And how is she right now? Description about her.
I can talk about now. She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital, as Sheriff Dahlbeck said. There is a reunification process in place going on right now that includes medical, mental evaluations, questioning by detectives and FBI and DCI agents, and then reunification with family. We're working on that process is in place right now. Part of that is in place. We hope to have her back here in Barron County this morning or early afternoon.
How much do you know right now about what happened to her in the last 3 months? Do you know that yet?
We do not know that. This group behind me does not have that information. This is a very active and fluid case. We are serving search warrants right at this moment in Gordon, in other areas for vehicles, looking for evidence. And again, that we hope to release a lot more of that information at 4 o'clock.
Sheriff, you said that Jamie was the target,
yep.
Not her parents. So what interaction, what contact did the suspect have with Jamie beforehand?
That's what we're trying to figure out now, but we believe it was we believe there's really none, no contact.
Do you know if they knew each other prior to this?
I don't know that. We're waiting for that. Again, we think at 4 o'clock we'll be able to release more information about that.
Did Jake Patterson have any connection to law enforcement or any criminal history prior to this?
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
Sir, are you looking for any suspects you're looking for?
We are not looking for any additional suspects.
Was Gordon on your radar before this?
Was Gordon on our radar? Gordon was not on our radar.
Did they have any idea in the first court appearance?
First court appearance?
We don't have that yet. That'll be set after we file our criminal complaint.
So sometime next week, though?
Yes.
We believe it'll be next week someday, or a day next week.
Can Jamie explain how she was able to get away yesterday?
She is currently doing that with our detectives now. I do not have that. I just know that she did escape from the home and did find help.
On that note, Sheriff, sure, you've been working tirelessly.
That is the will of a kid to survive. It's the unthinkable. I mean, it's just, you guys know, understand the fake news that's out there, and you guys get bombarded with it, and we just had it prior to this. I mean, I wasn't done with the first tip about she's not in Walworth County and she's in Douglas County. How can that be? I mean, my head spins, as you guys have seen for the last 88 days. It's amazing the will of that 13-year-old girl to survive and escape, and that comes from the hope and the prayers and this community and what everybody did. I think what's very interesting is she was recognized immediately by both the female walking the dog and the people at the house because of the work that we did, the public did, and the media did. I think that can't go untalked about here. I mean, that was remarkable that people recognized her. Just what we wanted to happen, happened.
Sheriff, a couple months ago, you talked about the release of a couple of car descriptions. Were those cars, did they end up being tied to the case at all? And my other question is, how did she leave the scene? Was it by car, by foot?
She left my foot, the scene, and the suspect has several vehicles. We're currently evaluating those vehicles.
Sheriff,
yes. We were just briefed on that by our detectives. That's what they're trying to figure out right now with both interviews of the person we've arrested, Mr. Patterson, and the interviews with Jamie.
Sheriff, does he have any ties to Barron? Does he have any ties here in Barron?
He does have a tie to Barron County.
Sheriff, you said that Jamie was held in the hospital overnight. Is there any signs of physical abuse?
I do not know the answer to that. All I know is she's medically cleared at this time, so she's available to our detectives to start the second part of the reunification process, which is the interview that they are conducting at this time so that we can bring her home.
Sheriff, what steps did the suspect take to not get caught?
We can't comment on that yet because, one, we haven't been briefed on that. We just know that he has taken some measures to avoid detection from both law enforcement and the public.
Was he in one area the whole time with Jamie?
We don't know that. It appears that way, but we don't know. We can't confirm that completely yet.
Sure. The incident, there was a 911 call made from the home. Do we know who made that 911 call?
At this time, I haven't been told who made that 911 call.
Sheriff,
hang on.
It's a very emotional day, obviously. I've seen the team behind me. Describe the emotion when you found out she was found. Go do that. I can see it on everyone's face.
I mean, it was first unreal, and is it true? And then when we confirmed with Sheriff Dahlbeck's team that it's confirmed it was her, my legs started to shake, man. It was awesome. It was just the stress and relief. I mean, it was awesome. I don't have a different word. I mean, it's just fabulous. It was just great. I don't know. I mean, my wife and kids are here, so I have to be careful. But it was pretty, it ranks right up there, I'll tell you that. And it was awesome to call Diane. To tell the DA to talk to these guys that have been, they're just not cops. They're part of this community. When Special Agent in Charge Justin Tolomeo said, we're part of this community, when Brian O'Keefe's guys come up and they've been part of this community, they've been part of it for 88 days. They didn't come here Monday until noon and come back on Friday. They worked every single day of the week on this case. It was tremendous effort by these people behind me. This is a team, and you guys are part of it, so thank you.
Sheriff, was there anyone else in Patterson's home in Gordon when you guys went there yesterday?
There was no one else in the home.
And where was he arrested? Where was he arrested?
Where he was arrested, I'm going to let Sheriff Dahlbeck answer that, because I don't know.
Question. Where was he actually, where did you pull him over?
Where did Mr. Patterson get arrested?
He was just down the road from the residence.
Did he surrender peacefully?
Yes.
Was he looking for her?
No, I don't believe so.
At this point, has he confessed to anything?
I'll leave that
to
the
sheriff. He's being
interviewed.
I don't know the answer to that.
Did Jamie identify the suspect, either from the hospital room or whoever? Did she identify the suspect that you guys
I don't know the answer to that question either.
Does Patterson own the house?
I don't know the answer to that question. Does he own the house? And I don't know the answer to that.
Do you know if Jamie was inside the home when her parents were killed?
Jamie was inside the home when her parents were killed.
Do you know how she was kept in that house against her will? Was she locked up?
Don't know that answer. That's what the search warrant is for right now. As we speak, it's being served.
Sheriff, what was your first phone call?
Good question. My chief deputy. Because I had to remember. The family's reaction, we were able to coordinate efforts on that because we had a reunification plan in place. Excuse me. And we were able to do the family and Lady Smith. Some of that family was at a basketball game here in Barron, and we sent three teams out, and I got to tell Jennifer Smith. We had the Russ County Sheriff and a detective tell the family and Lady Smith, and then my chief deputy did the family that was at the basketball game here. And they were broke down. I mean, it was... because they had heard about the fake news. So they thought we were coming to confirm that. That wasn't her. Don't worry. But when we said she was found safe and alive, tears and lots of hugs.
Sheriff, why do you think she wasn't
targeted? Based on some limited information I have, I believe she was the target.
From
but
her?
From our detectives. I don't know how they got that information.
Did they have any contact on social media?
It doesn't appear to be. Expand on that. Like, what did the suspect do? Right. So I don't know what he did right afterwards. What he did with Jamie immediately after. I don't know where they went. I don't know if there's a secondary location. That's again what our detectives.
Have you recovered a weapon?
Have we recovered a weapon? I don't know that at this time.
Sheriff, why did you never lose hope that she was alive?
And she's a 13-year-old girl, and I'm the sheriff of this county, and my job is to make sure everybody's safe, as these guys all take the same oath, and there's no reason to give up hope. We didn't have any evidence to show that she was injured or that she was hurt at the scene. There was no reason to give up hope. That tree-lighting ceremony at the school, those kids believed, and when kids believe, it's easy for adults to believe.
At this point, does it appear that Patterson had any mental health issues?
I have no idea on that question. It's a home in a remote area. That's all I know, outside of Gordon, Wisconsin.
Has she been there the entire time? Or
we don't know that answer.
Sheriff, how long was she planning this out? How long was the timeline? Or how long
was
the
I don't have an answer of how long. Well, thank you.
How did the suspect know Jamie in the first place?
I do not know that answer. Our detectives are figuring that out as we speak.
And just to make sure I understood you earlier, he didn't know her parents at all.
We don't believe that there was contact there.
When you say contact, does that mean physical contact?
Or
he had any relationship? Any, he never had met them?
Doesn't appear to be.
So you believe he went there with the intention of abducting her and did whatever he had to do so?
It appears that way.
Did that 911 call pick up any audio that would glean any information?
No. Two more questions, he said.
There was thousands of tips, but no leads. Why do you think this investigation was so difficult?
I think because of the steps he took. What we've been briefed on, again, I can't comment until we confirm a lot of that thing because I don't want to tell you something and have to change my story. But it's a remote area. There isn't a lot of houses in that area. He not only concealed his identity from us, he concealed her from other people also, his friends. And I don't know the answer to that. That's the question I want answered.
Final question.
Was your husband employed, and what did he do?
He was not employed at this current time.
And how far did she have to walk from where she was held to?
Do you know, Sheriff, how far she had to walk?
No, I don't. I don't know that.
We don't have that answer.
Any connection to Jenny O?
To Jenny O? No, it doesn't appear to any connection to Jenny O.
Sheriff, brave little girl, but can you tell us anything about what the last 3 months have been like for her? In her
I have not seen her, talked to her, and again, that process is taking part. We'll be back at 4 o'clock. Thank you guys all again. Appreciate it.
All right, these are the mugshot photos, if you want them.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.